On Tuesday, in a Bellefonte, Pennsylvania courtroom, 68-year-old former Penn State defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky was sentenced to 30 to 60 years in state prison. Present in that courtroom was Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports. Dan, before the judge handed down the sentence, Sandusky spoke publicly for the first time since he was brought to trial on 45 counts of sexual abuse. What did you make of his statement and his demeanor?
Well, it was very defiant, and many of us would say delusional, but it was mainly about letting people know that they weren't going to get to him. He maintains his innocence. Probably more upsetting to people was that he played the victim card, played the martyr card, and then spent a lot of time discussing how his life was so well lived and all of the good times would carry him through the darkness and the difficulty of being in prison, and a lot of that included his times with the Second Mile children. So it was a clear kind of purposeful move, no remorse, and a little bit of an attack back on the victims and their families.
Tell me about the reactions of those present in the courtroom when Mr. Sandusky spoke.
Some of them cried, some of them hung their head, some of them just were angry. You know, the night before Monday night, he had released an audio statement on a local radio station that told people to question the victims and basically called them liars and money-hungry people and all of this stuff, and there was a lot of anger about that, too. So it was a very, very tense room. A lot of anger and a lot of emotion, but I think Sandusky, that's how he wanted it. This is a guy who you can say anything bad about him you want, and I think I've tried, but no one has ever said he wasn't intelligent, calculating. I mean, he was a great defensive coordinator. He knew how to orchestrate things and get to people, and I think he was clearly doing that on Tuesday.
A week before Jerry Sandusky was sentenced, former Penn State assistant football coach Mike McQuarrie filed a so-called whistleblower lawsuit. What inspired that move?
He told he saw Jerry Sandusky in a shower with a boy 10 years before. But when it came out in the grand jury presentment last November, he was immediately relieved of his duties with pay, but then he was not renewed to a new contract. And he believes he's out of work because of the whole situation at Penn State and because he told whether or not that's true or not, I guess, will be up for the court. But he's currently a guy that had built a career and now can't get hired anywhere, let alone his job at Penn State.
Dan, so far only one victim has sued Penn State, which has set up a fund for victims. What happens as we go forward from the Sandusky sentencing?
I would imagine everybody who testified already in the criminal proceeding will sue, and you could see additional victims come forward who didn't want to participate in the criminal trials but may want to in the civil cases or allegations. The other issue that Penn State has legally will be difficult for them to fight in the civil courts is they commissioned a report, the Free Commission report, that came out in July that really lambasted the university and all but accused the school of a major cover-up. I don't think the civil attorneys for the victims could have written a better document, so it's almost an open bank at this point at Penn State.
Dan Wetzel is national columnist for Yahoo Sports. Dan, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill.